It's said home is where the heart is, and in this state, it can be said the Capitol is where the governor decides to put a handmade sign over the door. Today, we head to the hotel room that one governor proclaimed as the seat of government. The unusual story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In June of 1910, the state of Oklahoma held an election in which citizens decided between several cities to serve as their state capital. Governor Haskell monitored the results closely that evening.
The election was held. He was in Tulsa that evening. It's a phone call, and he was told that Oklahoma City had won the election. And so he said, "I'm taking the next train to Oklahoma City. I'll meet you all at the Huckins Hotel."
Michael Dean is director of public relations at the Oklahoma Historical Society. The capital city at the time of the vote was Guthrie.
He calls the Secretary of State, orders him to go to Guthrie and get the seal of the state of Oklahoma. The seal was being held in a safe at the Logan County Courthouse in Guthrie.
The following morning, the Secretary of State got the seal and headed to Oklahoma City to meet Governor Haskell at the Huckins Hotel.
In the meantime, Haskell had arrived on the train from Tulsa, went to the Huckins Hotel, found William Huckins, who owned the hotel, had him type up a note, "This is the capital of Oklahoma," and had that put above a door on the second floor of the Huckins Hotel, and that became our capital.
The vote had moved the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The governor had set up his office on the second floor of the hotel, and other branches of government scrambled to find space as well.
So now we have a capital in Oklahoma City, but there are no buildings to house the capital. So the legislature, for the first year and a half or 2 years, met in the ballroom at the Huckins Hotel.
Now the search was on to find a suitable place in the city to build a capital building. It's a story that had the government fleeing the smells of livestock manure, winding up with a capital building with no dome. The story is next time as we travel the countryside. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.